Well, I can't be the only one to have noticed lately, and I hate even bringing it to your attention, but have you noticed how some of the leaves are turning yellow already on a lot of the trees falling to the ground? See, there's another yellow leaf. Sort of depressing, isn't it? But the countdown is on. We got about roughly 3 weeks of summer holidays left before the kids return to school. Yes, probably you teachers have only a couple weeks left, but it won't be long either before harvest is going to be cranking up. I'm hearing from some of my farming friends that probably another week, 2 weeks, they'll be in the fields. And I'm sure the southwest corner, because it's so dry there, in fields a lot sooner than most of the rest of Saskatchewan. But we're getting close to harvest here. This morning, the Fall Leisure Guide also out. Yeah, registration opened up at 7 o'clock this morning, and it's not too late. Amy Kent from the City of Regina with a few tips. Make sure you get on that website. If you're looking for swimming lessons, don't give up. I'll get to that in a second. But Amy, what are some of the programs that are new and returning?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some intermediate stained glass art classes, a watercolor class, Neil Balkwell. Those sound really cool. There's also Roblox coding for beginners at the Balkwell for youth ages 10 to 14, which looks really neat. We've got Sports Jam. That's a regular favorite, but we've kind of expanded the group. So there's a girls-only Sports Jam. There's adults even. So
what's Sports Jam?
It's just a mix of different sports. So each week you do a different sports and you learn a little bit about a different sport and just have a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got some other adapted classes. So adapted badminton for teens with disabilities and adapted strength and balance. So a beginner fitness class focused on core strength and mobility. And we've got a Live Well program for adults over 15 looking to improve their well-being in a supportive setting. And that program provides a small group personal training tailored to individual needs. And it's great for anyone looking to gain confidence in a gym environment. And that one's at the Fieldhouse.
Amy Kent from City of Regina. Economics means a lot to people. Everyone's kind of short on cash, it seems, these days. You know, there's the groceries. There's the kids' extracurricular activities coming up. How conscious is the city on this Fall Leisure Guide about the programs, what they cost?
Yeah, we try and keep our costs as low as possible. If there are folks who do need a little bit of extra assistance, we do have an affordable access program that you can apply for, and that will help you out a bit. That information's all on the website, absolutely. Okay.
What is the hottest class that people go for first?
It's swimming lessons, for sure. That's the one that everyone wants to get their children into.
Didn't shock me at all to hear that. How over the years has that evolved? The need is greater all the time for swimming classes. Do you just try to put more focus on those, or what have you done?
Yeah, so we try and program as many as we can, and we watch for trends. So coming out of COVID, we saw that there's a lot of beginner swimmer ones, that there was a high demand there. And as the youth move through, it changes over time. So we watch those trends and then try and adapt and offer the classes where we know there's the biggest demand. So that's how we adapt and try and make the best out of the space that we do have, because we know that it's limited and we can only offer so many lessons. So we try and offer the right ones to get as many people through as possible.
If you're jammed this morning, you continue to go back at the site and swimming is sold out, sold out, sold out. Is there hope 3 or 4 days or a week from now?
Absolutely. Wait list for the ones that you want to be on. You might not get a call in 3 or 4 days, but stay on those wait lists. For sure.
Amy, how much of an impact do you think a new aquatic center is going to make on these programs in the future?
Oh, yeah. Like, where it'll open up registration. We're going to be able to offer more lessons. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Amy Kent, City of Regina, I appreciate it. And I know you're going to be busy watching that website here this morning. Thanks for all the tips, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Greg.
Little jelly roll for you there. He is hoping to suit up for the football field. Well, I think he's joking, of course, but in a video shared by the NFL's Tennessee Titans, the country music star, now 40, revealed that he's dropped a significant amount of weight. And he's seen speaking to a room full of players and staff, and he mentions casually he's lost 200 pounds.
I lost 200 pounds. I told Coach I'm getting a contract if I lose another 50. Man, I love y'all. I'll be here this season as much as I can. Y'all know I'm traveling the world, but I'm tightened up every single day, man. Thank y'all for letting me speak to y'all.
Jelly's a Tennessee native, and he is a huge Titans fan. And a year ago, they asked him to deliver a motivational speech to the group ahead of the season. And He did again this year. He started at 540 pounds. He's now 357. He said his next goal is to lose another 100 pounds, then go skydiving with his wife in Sweden to celebrate, he said. Hey, it's Vinyl Record Day.
Excuse me, the record's stuck.
Come on, you must have an album from your past that you remember opening thinking, man, this is so super cool. I said earlier mine was Kiss Alive 2 as a kid, as a huge Kiss fan, because it came with posters. And, of course, the front of that album, Gene, is, you know, all sweaty and smeared in blood, the demon. You open it up and you see, you know, the pyro and the drum riser up in the air, and you wished you could be at the Kiss concert as you listened to it live. That was one of my favorite albums. And all the liner notes and to hold the album as you listened. Man, it is so different now, right? As you just hit your keyboard to download a song. But I'm enjoying some of your favorite albums. David said here in Regina that his favorite was ELO, Out of the Blue, double album. Because it too came with a poster of the man that a cardboard cutout, he remembers, that you would put together of the ELO spaceship. Very cool, David. Thank you for sharing that on National Vinyl Day. If you want to rip through your vinyl collection and pull one out today and lift the needle too. Speaking of records, literally, Morgan Wallen keeps on breaking records. His album, I'm the Problem, returned to the top of the Billboard 200 chart.
If I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
That now means he's got a total of 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot. He's tied Elton John with the fourth most weeks among male solo artists. But that's not all. Morgan Wallen is now the only act in history to spend at least 10 weeks at number one with three consecutive full-length albums. Only six acts in the history of music have ever had at least three albums that have spent 10 weeks at number one. The Beatles, yes. Elvis Presley, yes. Both of them had four albums each. Whitney Houston, Taylor Swift, and Morgan are all now tied with three. Some pretty good company to be in there, isn't it? Hey, Sam Lawler is associate professor of astronomy at Campion College and wants you to remember to look up.
It's headed directly towards Earth.
The Perseids meteor shower is here.
Yeah, this is the Perseids meteor shower. So it's Earth passing through all the stuff that has fallen off of a comet, right? So you see pictures of comets. They have this big tail of evaporating gas and little bits of dust, and that doesn't disappear, right? It stays in orbit behind the comet. And if the Earth passes through the orbit of a comet, then we get lots and lots of little tiny grains of sand and dust hitting the upper atmosphere at very, very high speeds, so fast that these little particles burn up. And that is when you get a shooting star, and it's really pretty.
So there you have it. Look up and get up early, too. You might see the planets aligned as well. About 4 in the morning, if it's clear enough, you're going to see a really good visual of planet alignment side by side. Okay, WestJet, apparently, I'm hearing it, is having a few problems this morning. Suggesting that there's a WestJet outage. I'm just looking at YQR, Regina Airport, right now. The arrivals and departures. There are a few delays, but they're both Air Canada and WestJet. But a couple are WestJet, and even on the departures, there's a delay of a WestJet, too. So check ahead if you're flying today. There you go, little Dallas Smith leading Default, who is a headliner Friday night at Shake the Lake a week from Friday. Looking forward to seeing Dallas back here in Regina. Most of you, of course, have seen him at Country Thunder over the last few years, off and on, as a Canadian country superstar after leaving Default. And you know what? He's actually had enough of Trump by the sounds of it. He's not coming out and saying it fully, but he admits it's no coincidence that his upcoming Canadian concert tour, once he gets through this little run with Default, such as the one at Shank the Lake, he's going to go on a 51-day tour. 51. Trump's 51st state comments. You get it?
51 cities across Canada. It was important to me come, and especially at this time, a lot of Canadian pride. I want to get out there and really go hard and go and visit all these places that I haven't been and see the country. And yeah, that's really the reason behind the tour.
Now, Dallas is from BC. I've interviewed him in the past. He actually, after he went country. He bought a home in Nashville. He goes there a lot, but that is a Republican state, and he's heard a lot about Trump. And again, he's not trying to get too political, but he does admit it kind of grates on him after a while.
There is a lot going on in the U.S. that go against sort of my upbringing and what I think is right. So why not double down and spend the time in a place that I really want to enjoy and be around my people? I'm a very, very proud Canadian. All my band and all my crew are Canadians. Most of my team, as far as record label and management and all this stuff, everybody that I work with is, mostly Canadian. So yeah, Canada is my home country. It is my home market. I really, really enjoy staying here and playing for my people.
So later this fall, he's going to embark on the Dallas Smith and Band Unplugged Tour that'll focus on smaller venues. And yes, he's here at Shake the Lake next Friday. Sure hoping I can get Dallas into the studio for an in-person interview ahead of Shake the Lake as well. But there you go. Another example of how U.S. President Donald Trump's focus on trade deficits and this 51st state may be backfiring, as the U.S. has now even seen a pretty sharp drop in Canadian visitors, effectively reversing one of its biggest travel-related trade surpluses. According to Stats Canada, I just read this morning, that for the first time since pandemic restrictions eased, more Americans are visiting Canada than Canadians are headed to the United States. And the shift really has come amid all these rising tensions and reports of tourists being detained at the U.S. border, which there have not been a lot, but there have been some, and some Canadians just believe that to avoid that from happening, going to avoid going south altogether. In July alone, Canadian car travel to the U.S. dropped nearly 37% compared to the previous year. Air travel down about 26%. Even Las Vegas is feeling the impact. Air Canada, WestJet, flew 32% fewer passengers there this June compared to last year. And they've dubbed it the Trump slump. I've spoken to a lot of my buddies who would go to Vegas 3 or 4 times a year. And besides the rhetoric that Trump has been throwing at us, they do admit, hey, it's Vegas too. It's gotten out of hand. It is expensive. If you've been to Vegas as of late, you know what I'm talking about. Well, she's done it again. Taylor Swift making the internet go crazy, announcing a new album. And she used her boyfriend and his brother on the New Heights podcast, the Kelce Brothers, to do a bit of a teaser for the next episode of their podcast, which really doesn't air till tomorrow night. But listen, this is what happened last night.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12! Yeah. They blurred the album cover. That was just a teaser for the podcast. We assume you'll be able to see what it looks like when they premiere the podcast tomorrow. But get a load of this. In the first 6 hours of that tease, it has been viewed more than 100 million times already. And this is going to be our 12th studio album. More surprises to come. We don't even know the official release date yet. But remember, there's still the New Heights podcast episode dropping at 5 o'clock, I believe. Yeah, 5 our time tomorrow night. And in that teaser, Taylor is sitting next to Travis, who's wearing a blue hoodie, and they appear to be waiting to begin to do the podcast.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
And that will be the most listened to podcast in internet history. I promise you. The numbers are going to be crazy on that. Hey, I want to turn to my buddy Dallas Thompson, who's fire marshal here in Regina with Regina Fire Protective Services. They've been going to a lot of calls lately about too smoky of a fire pit, perhaps burning in the backyard, or close calls. And some are even being fined up to $300 because of their fire pits. If you don't want to be one of those people, listen up. Here's Dallas. Welcome to the show, buddy. How often are you getting calls in this summer for like barbecue or fire pit assistance? Is it really that often?
It's one of our common calls. I wouldn't say that our numbers are any higher than they were in 2024. Right now, for example, we're at about 126 calls of service for fire pit calls. And last year at this time, we were at 120. So,
well, when you show up, what are you discovering?
Typically what we're seeing when we show up is, I would say our top three that we're seeing is people are burning stuff in non-combustible receptacles, and they're also burning the improper material. So they might be burning garbage. They might be burning dimensional lumber. And then the other thing that we see is common is people are placing their fire pit too close to something combustible, such as a garage or a fence or a deck.
Are you showing up and the garage or deck might be on fire and that's why the call came in?
It does happen. Typically, we'll be there well in advance and can catch it before and kind of educate them and correct the issue.
Dallas, are people calling you that have started the fire or are the neighbors calling you normally?
It's kind of both. So I would say majority is it's concerned neighbors, whether it's smoke bothering them or they can see that embers are flying out. They don't have a screen. They're concerned about the fire pit's too close to something. So it's usually, I would say it's a mixture of both.
Let's go back to one of your original points there. They're guilty of not using proper fire pit, or what is it?
Yeah, they're not using the proper non-combustible fire pit.
What does that mean?
So that means what we want to see is they want to be constructed to play concrete, brick, or metal.
When it comes to fire pits, if you violate the rules, you can be fined. Where do you get yourself into trouble that you might get written up?
Typically, first off, what Redina Fire tries to do is we try to work with the resident and educate them. That's the first step that we do before we issue any type of fines. But if we show up and they're non-compliant and they don't want to listen and they don't want to work with us, then we can issue a Regina Fire bylaw ticket for $300 per offense. So that could be, if you're not using a combustible receptacle, that's a $300 ticket. If it's too close to combustibles, that's another $300 fine. So each offense comes with a $300 fine.
Dallas Thompson's my guest, Fire Marshal. You mentioned, too, that often you don't realize that it is affecting your neighbor. But what is the neighborly thing to do when it comes to fire pits?
Well, the neighborly thing to do would be to follow the fire pit regulations and the fire pit rules. And you want to make sure you're using the right receptacle. You want to make sure you're burning seasoned wood, manufactured logs or charcoal. You don't want to burn leaves or twigs or garbage. That's what produces the smoke. You want to be supervising those fire pits at all times with an adult. And you always want to have something to extinguish the fire within reach, such as a garden hose or a bucket filled with water. Real important one, too, is to follow the timelines as well. No fire pits between the hours of 1 a.m. and 12 p.m. noon.
Good to know. Hey, Dallas, really quick, lighten up a barbecue. Do you have any calls? People have mishaps with their barbecues. Any advice there?
Yeah, we do respond to barbecue calls for sure. The rules and I think just reminders for people would be to only use the barbecue outside, never indoors or in a garage. Barbecue should be on a solid surface away from trees and structures. You want to light the barbecue with the lid open. Always turn the gas cylinder off when you're finished barbecuing. And never store a propane cylinder indoors or in a garage.
Does that include the little green canisters we use for camping?
That would be safe practice, yes.
Well, Dallas, you've enlightened us a lot about fire pits and barbecue safety. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.